Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, let's get after it. 6:02 on Tuesday morning, the 29th day of 2025. 29th day of July, 2025. That'd be weird.
What?
Why is it so hot? It's only January. That'd be really...
Yeah, well, that'd be, climate control, am I right?
I knew the month started with J. What a... I'm very confused. No, it's July. And yeah. And honestly, we're still getting out of it pretty easy. The weather guys are saying this is... like as hot as it's going to get for a minute.
Oh yeah.
And so we're going to get off with 106.
Yeah.
It's like, honestly,
at least was like, "Oh god, it's so hot." And I was like, "But it's not 115."
Yes.
I like it.
Yes, but no.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and like they always do late July. It's so funny. So it's going to be I think it's going to be windy today. So, you know, they're complaining about that. And then the obligatory Lake Mead's going to be at the lowest levels since,
stop with that.
Isn't that controlled?
I feel like we've been saying it for so long. And I went to Lake Mead a couple weeks ago and it was beautiful. I was like, what are you guys talking about? Like a cannonball in this bad boy. Stop.
Well, I think the deal is, obviously, that they're sending the water... they're sending the water elsewhere. That's not our water.
Yeah.
That's somebody else's water. And so they send it elsewhere. And then, oh, Lake Mead's at lower levels. Well, okay.
All right.
I mean, I think we can do better all the way around on a lot of the conservation stuff.
Yeah, but Lake Mead is still Lake Meading. If you want to have summer fun, you can still go there and enjoy yourself.
And on the flip side of it, the Southern Nevada Water Authority people, all the time, we get press releases like every other day about how we're better at conserving water than anybody in the world. You know, that kind of deal. We get that kind of rhetoric. Is that the word?
Yeah. Okay.
But we get that kind of talk all the time. Oh, we're so great at conserving water. Okay, good. I'm great.
Yeah.
Yeah. We took the grass out of our yard. We took all the plants out of our yard, so we got a bunch of cacti and rocks.
True.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. And astroturf.
Yeah, but that's the way to do it. I'm telling you, Lisa, my wife, owns a house that she rents out, and there's a little bit of grass. The HOA stays on her neck for no reason, which is a whole other story. So finally, she was like, I'm ripping the grass out. Enough is enough. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's a pain in the butt.
You may have heard a little sneeze in the background there. So I got a little cough.
And I had a little choke session.
So Eva, why are you in the commander's chair? What's going on here? Is Adrian already turning it over, trying to push you in and push himself out?
Oh, you know, we're just filling in where we can. Learning. I got a lot of new buttons to learn today. So
do you? Grace. There aren't that many. Great, Habs. She's telling us have some grace. This girl could light the building on fire, and we'd go, oh, she must be cold.
Earlier this morning, she goes, you know, we're pivoting. And I was like, I don't even know what that means, but I love it. Okay, let's pivot.
Don't know the friends.
I'm waiting to catch that girl hitting the vape pen because she's way too calm for all of that. She can't possibly be this good just by natural. You know what I mean? Just, you know, you always see a really good athlete, and you go, oh, they must be on steroids. That's her. I'm like, she's enhanced somehow.
Everything goes smoothly when you stay calm. I truly believe that.
Buddy, there's zero pressure on you. We don't sweat you. You know, we don't sweat you at all.
Guys.
There's nothing. Do I look concerned? No, I'm not. Does my body language show concern? I don't think so.
No.
Because it's not. Hey, can we just address this and then we'll probably have to talk more about it later.
Yeah.
Sucks that one of ours decided to drive 2,500 miles to New York because. So did this dude, have you heard Michaela? And I don't know how much you know about this. What's his name? Shane Tamura.
Yeah.
That lived in Desert Shores that went to New York. They found out that if you're just waking up this morning and you haven't heard an update or you're just getting around to, you know, media, dude actually did target the NFL headquarters. He got off on the wrong floor. And so he went up the elevator and got off on the wrong floor and decided to start shooting anyway. He apparently, allegedly, there was a note that they found in his house here in Vegas that he said that the NFL caused him to get CTE.
What's CTE?
That's that stuff where the guys, where guys go sideways and they usually just, and they usually just commit suicide. It's the, it messes with your brain.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Messes with your brain. Junior Seau was kind of the first big name guy that they attributed to that.
Okay.
And then it's gone on and it's basically from too many concussions and too much head trauma.
Got it.
But I don't know. I never heard of this guy before, you know, this Shane Tamura.
I know. Say, it was so bizarre. I didn't know what was going on, but a couple of friends of mine were posting on Facebook, hey, what's all this yellow tape? Apparently Desert Shores was like shut down yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And they went to his parents' house and were going through everything.
Yup.
And then I saw a photo. This was crazy. Of wherever he had targeted the office building, they had so many like sofas blocking the door. It was
one office.
Yeah, that it kind of tripped me out. Such a bizarre story and so wild that it's coming from like a Vegas guy, Desert Shores guy.
There was just I was like, oh God, really? Mm-hmm. You know, like really? Well, okay. So now what are we, and I'm, you're this person too, Michaela. I'm this guy, you're this girl. I started going, okay. Or why are we karmically paying for this now?
Uh-huh.
So there's been all this press. There's been all this because it's kind of a slow news cycle right now. And so last week was all of this talk that even like in small markets, I was getting texts and emails from people that were going, yeah, I saw on the news that Vegas tourism's way down and you guys are all going broke, you know, because your house, and they were the idea was just like the, for whatever reason, they've decided to come out with all these different stories about how Vegas is, you know, is dying.
Yeah.
And at first it was a little overblown and it's still over. Yeah. Are things down? Sure.
But they're always sure down. Every summer they're down. As someone who works in the casinos, they've always been down. They pick up in August.
Maybe not like this, but you know, So it was that, and then now this. And now, you know, hey, there's a shooting in Midtown Manhattan. Oh, the guy's from Vegas. It's like, okay, what are we...
Yeah, I hear
what you're saying. We'll keep it positive. We'll keep the vibes going. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Tuesday, it's 98.5 KLUC.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So sorry you missed our scintillating Mercury in retrograde conversation. We'll pick it back up in about 20 minutes.
Great.
Here. We got to do first pick. Mercury's in retrograde. It's screwing with the technology.
Listen, whether you believe it or not, ask how your past week has been.
You know I'm not opposed. You know I'm a willing participant.
Yes.
We'll get to it in a minute. First pick right now, 702-364-9898. Call right now, literally right now. Caller number 25. Not one, not two, not three, but four tickets to the advanced screening of Freakier Friday at an undisclosed location on Tuesday, which I still can't wrap my head around the idea that Tuesday is August 5th.
I know.
And we are now less than 2 weeks away from kids going back to school.
Woo.
It's an old story. Some dude from Storage Wars, and honestly, you could throw Jimmy from Storage Wars, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, Jimmy. I don't know who Jimmy is. So Jimmy from Storage Wars sells some other dude a storage unit for $500. Inside said storage unit is $7.5 million. I admittedly I stole this from a buddy of mine who works on the East Coast in radio, because he said I still think about it now and then about what I would do in the same situation, hoping my perspective has changed, but it has not. It's guilt. Knowing that I would keep the money and never tell a soul. My default would be turn that in. My default would be that's not my money. And just the way I was raised. You know what I mean? Like literally not good, bad, or indifferent. I'm just saying that that's just what I was, that's what I was told you're supposed to do. And this is why I bring it up. Because my boy goes, I was hoping my perspective would have changed on this, but it is not. And I realize what it is that I'm feeling. It's guilt, knowing that I would keep the money and never tell a soul. 702-364-9898. And I read that and I started thinking about it. A small part of me says it's wrong, which I agree with. Then reality kicks in. The money would just go to the government and it would just get, and then where? Then what?
Yeah.
Then who?
I have then such an why? Opinion, and I think you won't see this coming from me, but I...
Sissy, what is it?
On it.
No, say it.
It's your money, babe. Keep it.
Okay. Now there's another side. Seriously, call for the... call. Are they calling? Eva, are they calling? Okay, good. Get it. Give me a call so we can wrap this up, because we got to jump to the break, and because I screwed up our timing. Would you, here's my question that I'm going to ask you on the first pick. Would you keep the money or would you give it away? Would you give it to the government? So my buddy, Brady is his name, if you must know, the money would just go to the government. I can do way more good with it than they ever would. Okay. Whose money was that though? Where did that $7.5 million come from? And how long before they come looking for it?
And
that ain't tough to track you down.
But by the time they sell these storages, haven't they sort of reached out, done all they could? And now it would be like if you found an antique plate, what's in there is yours. I feel like they've tracked down what they could. But now you paid $500, just got lucky and got $7 million. You also could have got a bag of trash. Either way, it's yours too.
I hear you.
Right?
I hear you. And I'm not in the least. Yes, I would keep the money. And I was like, what would I do? I would quietly spread that money out.
Sure.
That money would be like every one of my Mika, you would, there'd be a bag and there would be a note, a lengthy note. And I would go, I'm trusting you with my life. I'm trusting you with this. Here's what you need to do to make sure you don't, you know, don't spend it all in one place because they'll find you.
Yes.
A, the government, B, whoever it is that had the $7.5 million. Hey, can we put it in the screener? Who's on the phone? Or you just want to tell me? Eva, just tell me who's on the phone. Yeah, turn your mic on.
Lish Calton.
Pow.
What's
Hi, Lish.
Up?
Hey, so Lish, are you keeping this money and then push the button? Did we push the button?
I did push
the Lish, button. Are you there? Push the button, but I don't know if it was the right button. I don't know the button. My button's pushed. Your button's pushed.
Oh, my buttons
our
are
button's pushed. My it's pushing. You're right. It's pushing my buttons
just
right
kidding,
now.
Just kidding.
Well, this goes back to the Mercury in retrograde and the whole thing's the technology's all jacked up.
Right.
Okay. So here's my question, Michaela. Okay, Michaela, okay.
Okay.
So the money, if somebody's putting $7.5 million in a storage unit, my guess is they're probably that money came from somewhere.
They're hiding it.
It's not like they saved money from their paper route or whatever stupid, you know, from back in the day.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's not their babysitting cash, you know?
Listen, it might be blood money, but it's still your money.
No, it's not. Not if the guy with the gun
but
is blood money.
But you don't know anything about that gun.
This is what I'm saying, though. That's that guy's money. So then I would wonder, I'd look over my shoulder for every day of my life.
You'd feel a little nervous?
Because that guy's going to come and go, where's my, I heard you bought the storage unit. So I went to the guy who I know owned this. I know the guy who sold that to you. And he said he sold it to you.
So where's my money?
Where's my money?
And like I asked Mika to hold it and told her to guard it with her life. And
where's my $7.5 million?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, and then what? And then he goes, because it's never a woman, except in that one drug De La Moon, the Colombian.
Oh, yeah, remember yeah, her? Yeah.
The one that
Sophia Vergara.
Sophia Vergara. Her, yeah. Griselda, or whatever
That's
her name
right.
was. Uh-huh. But other than that, it's always a guy.
Yeah.
It's almost always a guy. And then he's, yeah. And you better hope it's a guy. Because if it is the girl, she's going to do way worse stuff to you and your family and everybody else.
That's psychological torture. Yeah, I hear that. I feel like you just have to, like, it's also a reality television show, so that's where I'm getting all of my information from. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you do have to do extensive research. So if they don't answer and you open the storage, it's all yours. Now, if that guy starts looking for us, I'm going into hiding 1,000%.
Yeah, because it's too many. It's, wait, oh. I hear a voice. Hello, Lish.
Hello.
Actually, I didn't hear a voice. I just heard a phone.
Uh-huh, same.
I just heard a phone. Nice job, Eva. Okay, so Lish, you keeping the money or what are you doing?
You know, I think I'm going to keep it. I think that once it goes towards you've done everything you can do to find the owner. I mean.
Exactly.
I'm keeping it.
It's kind of.
I think 7.5 would be enough to help me hide. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yes.
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 Exactly.
Yeah. And you, you don't buy a big, don't go buy a Maserati. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah. Don't be flashy.
Yeah. Don't be flashy. No. Don't go buy a house. Don't go buy a house.
No, I.
Pay rent on something cool.
Mm-hmm.
Keep
I mean,
it quiet.
I don't even know that I like my kids, you know, at 7.5.
That's all leaving. It's all gone. That's hilarious. Here's a million kids. Get that'll out buy, of my life.
They'll buy a lot of food and a really good babysitter, I'm just saying.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I just had a freaky thought, and it's going to take this in a big direction change from what we were talking about a second ago.
Tell me.
This whole Mercury in retrograde thing, right? And now Eva, who's filling in for Adrian today,
mm-hmm.
he's still here, but man, he's got one eye on the door right now, heading off for SummerSlam New York. Adrian's 1 foot out the door. His bags are packed, man. Dude, yeah, he's slinking around in the back of the producer's studio, getting his face in the videos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But what are you?
I'm the one hitting the weed pen, Chet. Anyway,
I made a in the midst of it was a little hectic at the beginning of the show because uh-huh. Mercury in retrograde and the technology, you know, kind of hit us.
That's right, babe.
But Eva. He's a very calming influence on the entire planet.
Oh, yeah.
Who's, you know, by the way, the guys have already started noticing, Eva, just so you know.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, no, the guy, I'm already, hey, what's that Eva's deal? Because, you know, because guys are that way.
You know. Whatever.
Yeah. But see, and no, she's got a nice voice, don't you think? Don't you think, Michaela?
Yeah, but she's also my baby sister, so I'm like, what, guys?
Shut up. Yeah, no, I know. No, me too. I'm like, get out. We're not letting you. No.
We're not
letting
you.
I'm not letting anybody jump in our pool.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? No. Go find them somewhere else.
Take a walk, pal.
But so earlier, Eva was being very calm in the midst of a pretty big firestorm, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I noted that I was waiting for her to hit the vape pen because what other possible explanation
just
could there
cool
be?
Cool as a cucumber.
Yeah. Most people. And to her credit, I said, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. You know?
Yeah.
And so.
I know. It was awesome.
I used to get super crazy about when there'd be technical difficulties. And I don't know whether it's because there've been so many since COVID. You know, or whatever that has kind of been our life. And then now, but now, no, it used to make me nuts. Now it does make me nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. But Mercury in retrograde.
Yes.
And that was the whole thing. And Eva was going, well, that, you know, it affects technology, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does. I mean, it's true. Listen, it's been a wild, wild west of a week, at least even for me. This Mercury retrograde is intense. And then Eva said it and I was like, I feel validated. Thank you, Eva.
Okay. Can I ask you a question then?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this is going to take a big, hard left turn.
What?
And I may ruin you for the next hour.
What?
I'm telling you.
Go on.
The other thing that I saw about Mercury in retrograde is it said, don't start any new stuff. Don't start anything new, right? Eva's nodding her head and shaking her head. She's like, that's right. Don't start any new stuff. And she nod her head to that. And then, that's right. And then she shook her head. Don't start.
Yeah, but.
You have embarked on this is the second leg of a fertility journey.
Yes. Okay. So here's with Mercury retrograde, just so you know, they say don't sign contracts, don't start things new.
Right.
Unless you've started the process before Mercury went retrograde.
Yep.
So. Yep.
Okay.
I, to be fair, started this fertility journey like 4 years ago. That I had a meeting right before Mercury went retrograde, because if my future children are out there, they will also agree that Mercury retrograde is insane.
And when I was thinking about saying that to you, then I've got some side quests that I'm doing, you know, that things, and honestly, I'm on fire right now.
Yeah.
I can't lose right now.
Well, what's so great with you too, is like when Mercury's retrograde, they say it's also time to not only reflect, but like clear out things that have been bogging you down, like your house, whatever it is mentally, whatever's like bothering you, just do a full clean sweep. And I think you've been doing that too. You've been killing it.
That's
with that.
What I've been doing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, why is that working for me? Well, because this is the
totally.
It's aligned. Literally, we're approaching the culmination of a 5-year process.
Yes.
So I'm not starting new. We're finishing up. So wait. So then, Mercury and Gatorade can actually work for you?
Yes. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, I'm scared. I'm nervous. You just have to know that like technology is going to be out of whack. Things are going to get postponed. But also, it is a time to like fix things that have been broken. Tie up loose ends. And so it does work perfectly. A couple of years ago, Lisa and I did start our fertility journey. And I was so excited about it. If you followed me for long enough, you followed the journey with us. Like, we were very excited. People had a lot of questions. And then, unfortunately, it did not go our way.
Not so much.
And
It just didn't take.
I got diagnosed with PCOS. So
What's that?
It's polycystic ovarian syndrome, which a lot of women actually suffer from. It's wild, but it creates fertility issues. And all of the symptoms were there. I just never knew about it. And so it did cause some issues for me and my partner, Lisa. So the past like 3 years, I've just been like preparing my body, trying to do all of these like holistic things that could help. So we had our first meeting last week with a new fertility clinic. You guys, I don't want to get my hopes up, but I really liked them. I felt so excited. I feel hopeful because I don't know if like we want to get pregnant this year, but the opportunity of like freezing my eggs, preparing my body, getting things ready for us when we do want to have a baby. Feels good.
We got to jump out of this, but can I also say the other funny, the funny part about this and how this is actually, the journey is probably going to be more on the show than what we had discussed. It was that we looked at each other, you know, when we were talking about this off the air, and we looked at each other and went, God, I wonder if they could actually do some business with this, you know, because we're going to talk about it on the air. Might as well benefit from it. And God forbid, maybe we can defer some costs by, you know, and maybe even get Michaela
because it's expensive. Wild.
Sure. And so when Michaela goes in for the whole consultation, there's a sales, an account executive from our radio station.
Our sales team knows my entire body, everything inside it, what my whole journey has been. Welcome.
There were parts of that where maybe he could have waited in the lobby, if you know what I'm saying. The Jackie Cannon
Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
7 o'clock, right on the nose. Okay, now usually when we're running late, I would say, oh, we must be having a lot of fun because we're running late. We're having a lot of fun today and we're right on time. So,
okay.
Listen, don't let the boss know. that both things are possible.
And don't let Mercury retrograde scare you either. We're right on track.
Mercury in retrograde does not scare me, and you know that.
I know. It doesn't scare a lot of people. We just like to keep everyone informed. We like to give people excuses for why things are going haywire.
I'm not, listen, we're not in a place where we could be chasing off listeners, so I'm not trying to, you know, push people aside, but I do get the idea that when we do start talking about, you know, silly things like Mercury in retrograde, that there is a hard eye roll from some.
Yeah, and that's but equally, I think other people are like, yes, amen, sister, that's right.
Perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps. But I believe...
I mean, it might be an age thing. I feel like the younger kids are like so about it. I do feel like the whole TikTok generation, yeah, that's
all well
thing.
And good. Don't disregard the idea that there's a hard eye roll out there and I know that you're always, let's find the good side. Let me tell you that, you know, with you, because you're using your therapy tools, you're going to find the good stuff. There are hard eye rolls and you can't, and you know, we have to.
Oh, no, I wasn't finding the good. Roll your eyes. I'm just saying to the people that also love it.
You just did it again. You literally just did it again. What I was doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm making the spiritual queens feel seen. That's it.
702-364-98. We'll just move on now. 702-364-9898. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Ryan Kessler of Red Rock, our first two-time champ in quite a while, is here to defend the title, going for three in a row. 702-364-9898. Yeah, why don't we do this? Let's play for four tickets to Cowabunga Bay.
Yeah.
What do I need to tell you about Cowabunga Bay? Nothing.
It's awesome.
It's just it's Cowabunga Bay. It's awesome. That's all it is.
It's awesome.
And never forget, it's not just the one down by Galleria. There's the old Wet n Wild is Cowabunga Bay.
Yes.
So it's tickets. You do whatever you need to do. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know.
702-364-9898 for caller number 25 right now. We'll play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Ruby Shake Shop in the district at Green Valley Ranch. They're going to be opening Thursday, August 14th. Full-on old-school, like, malt shop. Hamburgers, amazing fries.
I'm obsessed.
Shakes. The whole deal. Did you go look?
Did I look online?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Let me do it right now.
Oh.
I just love the idea because I love that 1950s like bop shop, you know.
That's the bit.
Yeah, I love it.
Without being over the top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's perfect. It really is. I think it's just what we need right now.
Yeah.
In the world today, it's just what we need. This Ruby Shake Shop. Also, thank you to our friends at Northwest Career College, registering now for the fall and giving away a $10,000 scholarship. Good Lord! Ooh. Find out more at nccvibe.com. Okay, 702-364-9898. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, right after K-Dot and SZA.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, mercury in the microwave, supposedly affecting the technology. Let's see if this works. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Let's welcome back our champion, Ryan Kessler from Red Rock. Ryan, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everyone.
Yes!
Good morning!
Woo! We're halfway home. All right, cool. So then, Eva, who's our challenger?
We have Jessica Calcerone from Northeast.
Jessica who?
Calcerone. Hi, good morning. I'm not pronouncing that incorrectly.
Hi, Jess. What's your last name?
Calderon.
Calderon. I like that you put a ritmo in it. Mm-hmm. I love that. What part of town are you from?
The northeast side of Las Vegas.
Northeast. Can we call you North Las Vegas? Because I don't know that we have a spot for northeast. Can we just call you North Las Vegas?
No, you can just say East Las Vegas. It's fine.
So east side you. Not north Las Vegas, east side. Okay, gotcha.
But I loved the past. She was like, no, you cannot.
I appreciate
love
that.
Love that so much. Yes.
Rarely does anyone tell me no, and I like that pushback.
Yes.
I do. I like it. I like this, Jeff. You better watch yourself, Kessler.
I know. I like
you
it
better.
Too.
You better watch yourself, Kessler. This Jessica Calderon is not to be messed with. We play the game to three. Buzz in with your name, if you would, please. But do not answer until we call you, because you may think that you got in first and you just did not. Because it's hard to hear the other person on the phone. Sometimes it's hard for us to hear you on the phone. So the other thing, too, make sure that you buzz in with your name nice and loud. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. Hey, champion Ryan Kessler. Why do we call her the commissioner?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Hey.
Because her last name is Gordon. The one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This Victoria's Secret's supermodel, who went on to host America's Next Top Model,
Ryan.
No? Oh, geez, buddy. I'm sorry.
Crap.
Yeah, I got to buzz you.
No.
Don't say anything now. We already buzzed you. Don't say anything now. You're going to give her the answer. Jessica.
I have the answer.
I know, Ryan, but it's too late.
Got it.
You got buzzed, buddy. Okay, do you want to give her the answer? Give her the answer. I don't care.
No, thank you.
Okay. Jessica, do you have an answer?
The America's Top Model? It is. Let me see. My sister used to watch this show.
Two. One. Too late. Are we talking about time? I know, but it was too late. It was too late. We already buzzed. It's everybody, Tyra Banks, which is great. Thank you for giving me one. And never forget, if I get three before either of you, everybody goes away and we start fresh tomorrow. So don't just be blurting stuff out. Ryan, nothing. Jessica, nothing. And I got one and I didn't even deserve it.
The new Meet the Parents movie has a new name with the official title, Fokker in Law. Who is the actor who stars in this movie, best known from movies like Zoolander?
Better get it.
Ryan. Ben Stiller.
Are we talking about Ben Stiller? Sure are.
And I'm very so excited for that movie. I love that franchise.
Ryan Kessler from Red Rock with one. Jessica Calderon from the East Side. She got nothing. I got one.
This singer has a new single dropping this Thursday, following hits like her Pink Pony Club.
Ryan
to take a commanding lead.
Chapel Roan.
Is that Chapel Roan? Ryan's on his game today.
Yeah,
two
is.
For Ryan. Jessica, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Just checking. Just making sure. And I've got one.
This pop star just set the record for the highest grossing country music of all time tour, making 407.
Ryan
for the win.
Is that Queen Bee? Beyonce.
Is that Beyonce? And there's certain people whose heads are she's not country. Ah! Well, in this case, apparently, she is. Game over.
Woo!
That's it.
Good job, Ryan. Good job, Jess.
Yeah, nice. You know what? Nice job, Ryan Kessler. I'm so sorry, Michaela. I left you hanging out there all by yourself. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Jessica, at least we got to know each other.
Yeah.
Got to see what the game looks like. We can do this again.
Yeah, please call back.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jessica. Appreciate you. See you later. Hey, Ryan Kessler from Red Rock. You've now got Brandy and Monica tickets. You've now got Cowabunga Bay tickets. How about tomorrow we play for some Freakier Friday advanced screening passes?
Sounds good.
My man.
Yes.
Ryan's got two. Going for three tomorrow. And I don't know, man. He's starting to look like he's rolling downhill. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He'll be back to defend that title and go for win number three tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So 177 second survey is coming up in just a minute. And I'm overloaded. I've got way too much stuff.
Okay.
So can I work through a few things here?
You work through
just
anything
really
you
quick.
Want.
9% of millennials use alcohol or drugs at work. Millennials, and I had to figure, I was like, millennials? That's between the ages of 29 to 44. 9%, that seems about right. one in 10.
Okay. So they do a little extracurricular activity to get them through the workday?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know if it's the drinking so much, but I could see, I could, because millennials are weed culture.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. True.
So I could see.
A little gummy.
What are you
something.
Grinning at, Eva? What's the grinning, Eva?
I just love it. I'm just Gen Z. I'm just, you know, I don't know. I'm on, just started in the workforce.
Yeah, hitting the weed pen at work's not big for you people.
No.
Who are you calling you people? Listen, just saying.
Gen Z doesn't even drink at the club. They don't even drink where they're supposed to drink.
We're not even wearing heels in the club. Let's be real.
Oh my God, that's so true. It's a different generation, Chetty.
We're not even wearing heels in the club.
It's true. It's a big deal.
You're not even going to the club. You know why? Because $40 at the door. You're not spending that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So do we agree? Millennials, 9% of millennials using alcohol or drugs at work. Is that too high, too low, or just right?
I think if we're talking a weed pen, you would be correct.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. People were asked if they considered other Americans to be optimists or pessimists. More so, how would you answer that? Other Americans, not you, other people, are they optimists or pessimists?
I think optimists.
More people said pessimists. I get this. I like this, and I have the advantage of seeing the whole thing.
Yeah. Tell me.
So everybody thinks that they're the positive ones.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody else is the one. Everybody else is the one with the bad attitude.
Uh-huh.
They're the good ones. Everybody else is angry.
Yeah, it's true.
And negative.
That's what my Lisa fiance goes. The other day I was complaining about something and I go, but I'm not trying to be a victim. And she goes, well, as long as you're not trying to be a victim, thank you.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, okay, good. I'm bringing the light.
You're being a victim of being a victim.
Right.
Of
optimism, pessimism.
No, and by the way, can I clarify maybe a little something from earlier? And I don't know if anybody was listening earlier, but I tease Michaela because she's been through all the therapy. She's been through all the, you know, like all kinds of help. And so Michaela's default is literally to find the good in everything. And I thought I was that guy. I mean, I thought I was that. I thought I was that. You want to talk about toxic positivity. You could hang that around Michaela's neck. However, it's my favorite thing about you.
Love you, dude.
You make me look grumpy, and I'm just not. Now I may find a way to see. I also find negative humor and complaining about things, I find that to be low hanging fruit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really like it. It's the easy way to go.
Yeah, same. I know sometimes I feel like I come in so hot. I mean, listen, when I was on American Idol, people were like, she is annoying. And I was like, because I'm happy to be here. But the truth is, we get complaining everywhere. Like, I just do my best to be like, let's try a different way.
Yeah. But even earlier in the show, I was like, okay, I'm just pointing out this and you're showing the good side. And she's like, I'm not trying. Oh, we get a hard eye roll. I was saying we get a hard eye roll. Sometimes we talk about Mercury in retrograde. And she's like, yeah, but I think there are other people that really like it. And I'm like, I understand that, but you don't have to. And then turned around and did it again. No, it's my favorite. It's my favorite thing about you.
Love you, dude.
It's one of, and I love you.
That was so cute. You did not have to do that, but that was so nice. Love you.
Okay. But with that in mind, the U.S. Treasury Department has now just started accepting Venmo payments. So that everyday Americans can voluntarily contribute money. If you were like, I'm so patriotic, I love America so much that I want to help, and I have so much money that I want to help reduce the $36 trillion national debt. And the Treasury Department, yeah, we'll take Venmo. If you just wanted to help.
Could you imagine, like, hey, get off your phone. What are you doing? You're like, sorry, I'm just Venmoing the government on their debt.
And they're like, no, this is cool. It's gifts. You can just shoot, like, if you have spare change. And even if you want to, you can add a fun emoji in the comments.
Because that's what I want to do.
Dude, that's what taxes are for.
I love that we're like, oh, fully optimistic. And this one, I'm like, hard no. Block them. Don't do it. Just save your money, babe.
It's crazy that they're using Venmo, too. That means they're paying the fee.
Oh, yes.
The whole thing is so dumb.
Yeah.
It's just so dumb. It is noted at the end, however, that you don't get anything for it. You know, you're like, you don't get to write it off on your taxes or anything like that. And if you really did want to receive special favors, you'd have to bribe a politician directly. I mean, donate to a politician.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The real 177-second survey with tickets to go see Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour at T-Mobile Arena in November, which seems a long way off, but then again, so did August. You know, August felt like it was for a way. It wasn't that long ago. It felt like it was a long way off.
Yep.
Your chance to win those tickets coming up in just like 2 seconds.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Ooh, look out, Michaela. I think we're putting Eva to the test on this one. Ooh. Who's taking our 177-second survey?
We have Josephine Manog from Boca Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Manog? Kylie Minogue? Kylie? Wait, who is it? Josephine, how do you say it?
It's Manog. It's M-A-N-A-O-G.
Manog. I like it. Manog. Nicely done, Eva.
Thank you.
Your 177-second survey starts right now. First of all, how's life in Boca Park today?
It's actually good. Weather is nice.
Do you like it when it gets do you like it when it gets a little warmer?
Not so much, but I kind of like work in daytime, so I'm not so much affected about it.
Yeah, this is kind of the extent of it today. Complete this sentence. Today will be a win if blank. What has to happen for today to be a win for you?
Today would be a win if we're going to end the day when all my family members are safe.
What a great answer.
That was a beautiful answer.
And Josephine Manog at Boca Park is the new Miss Universe. Woo! Yay! That was good. Michaela, today will be a win if blank.
If I get all my chores done, all the meetings, chores, life, things that I put on a little time calendar and I get it done.
Eva, today's a win if?
If I have time to clean my room.
Oh, solid. I thought you were going to say if I make it to 10 o'clock.
Don't worry, guys.
That's true. We wouldn't let you fail.
Never.
Well, no, we won't let you fall. You know that's the truth.
All right, finish this sentence, Chetty.
Today will be a win. The easy answer is if I make it through it. I don't know. I don't have any specific goals for today. Okay. Tomorrow, like today's quiet day. Tomorrow's bigger day. Oh, today would be a win if the Aces win. Aces are in LA, hey, taking on Kelsey Plum and De'Erica Hamby. Today's win if the Aces win.
Cool.
Not to put it all on them. Hey, this is weird. Do you use AI, Josephine, to fact check your doctor?
Not really, because I kind of work in a medical field, so it's just kind of like go by with the people I know.
I was reading a thing, and AI, ChatGPT and AI has made it super crazy that people will actually, you know, their doctor will tell them one thing, and then they go on there. This is the person that they literally put their lives in this other person's hand. Until they're not quite so sure that they know what they're talking about. And then they go to ChatGPT and that kind of stuff. It's weird to me.
Yeah. I don't kind of trust the AI so much.
Yeah, I'm. And this is the thing that we're finding out too. Is it's like Google or anything else. Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, true.
And you can kind of make it say whatever you want it to say. So be careful with all of it. Listen, I think that's enough. Yeah. Have fun at Brandy and Monica. Thanks for taking the time to call us. Have an amazing day. And we should do this again soon, don't you think?
Yes, I will, for sure.
All right, good. Have an amazing day. Hang on one second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, look at that. 8 o'clock on, what's today, Tuesday? Is it only Tuesday? Feels like we should be further down the road than that. Feels like we've done a lot of show in the last couple of days.
I feel like it too, but it is Tuesday.
Honestly, I wanted to say it was Wednesday, and I went, no, I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I agree.
It's good, though. She is Michaela Gordon. He would be Adrian Hernandez, except he's just sitting in the... I haven't even seen him today. I think he left to go get breakfast.
Yeah.
Because Eva's been hanging out, doing a great job. Everything's good. Eva, you good? Everything okay in there?
Oh, everything's great. I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, you are having fun. I was making faces at Michaela and just kind of doing stupid dance just to make Michaela laugh.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, Eva's playing along. And I was like, what's happening?
I know. She's making little faces back too.
I like it. What was I going to do? Oh, man. By the way, parents with less than 2 weeks until we go back to school, cut yourself just a tiny little break. Man, I just saw this thing and I can't get the page to separate. The average, how much do you think, Michaela, that does the average parent feel like a bad parent? How often? How many times a week? We'll narrow it down. That'll make this a little easier. How many times a week do you think parents think that they're a bad parent?
I always default to my sister. I would probably say at least once or twice a day.
Your niece's mom? Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That would be a lot.
Because we just had this conversation the other day. Something happened. My niece got mad at her. And they spend their whole life being, you know, best friends and pals. So when she has to be the mom, and my sister does not play with it. She does. Wow. She does put her foot down. But then she'll call me and be like, I'm upset about this. Like, I feel bad. We have that conversation quite a few times.
Yeah. Okay, well, I thought this number was high.
Tell me.
To be honest with you, I thought this number was high. The average parent feels like a bad parent 3 times a week, or about 156 times a year. And I thought that was a lot.
Yeah,
and,
no, that's and what right. you're
And yeah, but what you're talking about is 3 times that.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, the mom guilt lingers through the week. So it's like you're still upset about what happened a couple of days ago.
You were like literally once or twice a day. That means you don't get an entire day. You don't get a full day without feeling like you're a bad parent. That's tough.
Tough.
Now, and maybe I'm putting a little too much on it, but that's my point was, give yourself a little grace.
I love that you said that.
You're doing a better job than you think. And again, kids are resilient, man. Kids, you're fine. You're not. I think people think that every little thing they do, and while it's true, yes, there are certain moments that we all remember from our childhoods that stick with us, and stuff that maybe even your parents didn't think that they were doing that they did.
True.
You know what I mean? But give yourself a break.
That's so sweet. I feel like there's parents like breathing a sigh of relief in their car with you.
And you should.
That's so nice to say.
Your kids are going to be fine. Point them in the right direction. Be tougher on them, I say.
Can I tell you, actually, I don't know if we have time for this, but my mother-in-law said, hey, can you tell me what F-A-F-O means? And I was like,
sure.
No, because I don't know what that means. I didn't know what it meant. So we Googled it. So I read it out loud. We both learned it. And I said, why did you ask me that?
F around and find out.
Exactly. Yes.
Right. Is that what you found? Because I think there's also another. Nope.
That's exactly what I found. And I said, well, what was it in regards to? She said, there was a woman on the news and she said she has that sign up in her kids' room. And so when they act naughty, she points to the sign and then they know. And I was like, come on. Yes. That's the parenting.
Yeah. Because there's also
find out.
23 hours ago, KTLA 5 in Los Angeles, California, did a story on goodbye gentle parenting. FAFO parenting
is
here.
Yes, I think that's what she's watching.
Amen.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Good enough for us. Gen X. Gen X is going.
Finally, redemption.
Finally, it's okay. Because, and part of the reason why FAFO parenting went away was because there was so much judgment. You know what I mean? And so much, you can't do that. And, you know.
For sure.
There's a fine line.
But we've come back to our old ways.
You know what? I'm going to let this breathe for a second. Relationship rehab. Justified or just out of control? Our buddy Sean. Oh, hold up. I don't know if this is a guy or a girl. Sean, S-H-A-W-N. Whatever picture in my head, I pictured. Here's what's really dumb. I pictured Sean with a W to be a guy, but only because my brother-in-law's name is Sean. I have many friends that are Sean. I have many guy friends, Sean.
Yeah.
But S-H-A-W-N, I know a woman named S-H-A-W-N.
Same, I do too.
Well, okay. This could go. Well, whoever you're imagining in your head. Sean in Green Valley went off the other day. Justified or just out of control? Relationship rehab right after Benson Boone.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
All right. You ready for this? Sean in Green Valley. Sean, S-H-A-W-N. So now, does that change it? Man or woman?
No.
Michaela.
No. Well, let me hear the story.
Then you'll just, you'll go to my thing of why do guys always do the stupid stuff?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, this could still be woman for me. Eva?
For sure.
Eva, Sean, S-H-A-W-N. Sean in Green Valley, man or woman?
Woman. Just calling it.
Mm. And confidently. Love that.
Went to a store that will remain nameless on Saturday to get something for the house. It was 8:15 a.m. Saturday. Out doing the Saturday morning errands. Adults do that. Eva looked mortified. 8:15 on a Saturday? What the? Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, and you realize, and that's funny, that's when you realize you've reached peak adulthood when you start doing that. Well, I'll go get the dry cleaning.
Uh-huh.
A buddy of mine, my buddy Gus, calls me every Saturday morning, right about 9:30, because he's out. He takes their dog, takes little Rita. They go get a puppuccino. He goes and picks up the dry cleaning, grabs whatever else he has to do, gasses up the cars. You know, he'll do his, and then he'll go take his wife's car, run him through the car wash. It's his Saturday morning thing.
Come on, little Rita.
Yeah. Takes about an hour and a half. It's his, and it's alone time for him. So he calls me. Anyway, so Sean, similarly, out 8:15 Saturday morning. The store opens at 8. How does Sean know that? Because the hours are posted on the door. Sean says, I try to open the door. Door is locked. Saw a delivery truck in the back when I drove in. Noticed that there are two Gen Zers near the counter. Sorry, Eva. Two Gen Zers near the counter. I knock on the glass, says Sean. The kid looks at me. I point to the sign. He makes some gesture that means we are doing this right now. Whatever that was.
Oh.
Right? Setting up for the day, getting the stuff moved in. Either way, I don't care, says Sean. Mm-hmm. It's after 8. The place opens at 8.
I feel this.
He puts his head back down to do what he's doing.
Ooh.
And that was that.
No. I'm already mad.
It's funny. Now you've inspired me. Cause at first I was kind of like, calm down. And then I've gone from calm down, Sean, to God, I would have broken that door.
Uh-huh.
I would have broken the glass.
I would have started calling.
Okay. He put his head back down to do what he was doing. And that was that. I stood at the door for maybe 5 more seconds, turned around and walked to my car. Did he come to the door to explain? No. That would have triggered his social anxiety because, you know, talking to another human being. I went home. I went home and bought what I needed on Amazon. They'll be at my front door tomorrow, but they could deliver it on doomsday for all I care, as long as I don't ever see that place again unless it's on fire. Now I'm realizing why I did this relationship for relationship rehab, because that line right there. They cost me my time. They cost me my gas. I decide to go back and have my say. I tell another kid up front that I'd like to speak with the manager. I see him go to the back of the store and talk to the guy from Saturday, who apparently is the manager.
Oh, God.
I got the hell out of there, went home. Because now, you know, you're going to have a confrontation with the guy that you already knows. Yeah, no.
Well, nothing's going to get done.
Right.
With that
guy? I got the hell out of there, went home, and after sitting on hold for 10 minutes trying to get a hold of someone up the chain at corporate, I sent an email. I got a reply saying that they are investigating. There's a lot of quotes here. Mm-hmm. Corporate, investigating. Now I'm wondering if I may have gotten that kid fired and if I actually care about that or not. Am I a Karen, or is this justified? Why does everything have to suck? Why can't things happen the way they're supposed to? Thanks for listening to me rant. Thanks for making my mornings better. I wish you were on Saturdays.
For sure.
They used to do clip show on Saturday. I don't know what happens on Saturdays. Now I should pay attention. Mm-hmm. I know Carson Daly's on Sundays.
Yeah, I feel like it's so clear for me.
But is there a question here? Oh, am I a Karen or is this justified?
Yeah, who's the a-hole?
Yeah. Am I the jerk? Mm-hmm. Am I the, A-I-T-A.
Listen,
Go look that one up. Do you know what A-I-T-A is? You didn't know F-A-F-O. Do you know A-I-T-A? Am I the?
Oh, got it. Okay.
A-hole.
Yeah. A-I-T-A.
Oh, you didn't know either, Eva?
I've never heard that one. Eva was searching that.
No Reddit for you. You're not on Reddit often then.
I'm not.
Gen Z didn't come up with it, so it didn't exist.
Yeah.
I understand.
They'll come up with it next year.
And say it was theirs. I have a story with that too. Okay, we'll get through relationship rehab and then I gotta tell you another story. There's you know the thing where Uber is now saying that they're putting a thing on their app where you can, if you're a woman, you can request to have a woman driver.
Oh, no. But I love that.
Lyft has been doing it for years. I don't know what, or it seems like years.
Oh,
Lyft's been doing it forever. But Uber's like, hey, look what we're doing. There's somebody who would like to take credit for it. I got the greatest email. It was yesterday I got the email.
Love.
And at first I was like, I'm not doing anything with this. And then I went, why not? Maybe they're right. Okay, relationship rehab first, and then the person who has changed the way that Uber does business.
Love it.
Or maybe not. Maybe they're just nuts, but I don't care. They listen to this show, so they got to be nuts on a certain level.
True.
Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
In the morning.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Sean went to the store on Saturday. It was 8:15. Store opens at 8. Sean bangs on the door. There's delivery truck in the back. Two Gen Zers near the counter. I knock on the glass. Kid looks at me. I point to the sign. He makes some gesture that means we're doing this right now.
Yeah.
Not that. Mm. We're not doing that. We're doing this. Whatever that was, says Sean. They were maybe setting up for the day or getting the stuff moved in. And either way, Sean goes, I don't care. I'm here. It's 8:15. I'm trying to, you open at 8. Mm-hmm. I got to buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just skip to the front of the line. Yeah, Michaela, you're fully team. So you're, what were the question? Justified or just out of control? You're team justified. Are you not?
Justified, baby. Listen, when I wake up on Saturday morning and I have a checklist, I'm counting on the fact that everything is going to go smoothly. I'm also assuming that when a store says it's going to be open, that it is.
What? Yeah. What is that?
Like,
the
that makes me. And I could give him some grace, but the fact that he didn't. It's one thing if he would have like opened the door and been like, hey, bro, we're doing something. I'm sorry. We're 15 minutes late opening. I probably still would have been irritated, but I would have been like, all right, all good. But the,
yeah,
like,
let me in.
Nodding off, treating Sean like they're dumb for being there at the time it opens. Like, I think it's so rude. There are certain things that I just think are so, so rude that are pet peeves of mine. I think making people feel dumb, especially when they're in the wrong, is one of them. No, not cool at all. I don't like it.
I'm giving you money. I'm here.
I'm not business.
I'm not coming in to browse.
Yeah.
I'm coming to buy something, man.
Yeah, and the fact that he's the manager.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry. I'm wasting your time.
Yeah. Oh.
Hold up.
My bad.
Yeah, I don't see. And you're going to have a hard time. Listen. Okay, so you know where we're at. We got a couple of minutes to make this happen. 702-364-9898. If you would, if we don't need any more. Michaela and I got it covered on the justified side.
Yeah.
On the just out of control side, if somebody would like to present, maybe, what are we missing? What are we missing?
Yeah.
Are you at the tail end? Are you potentially at the tail end? Even if you're at the tail end of, hey, we started inventory at midnight and we've been here all night and it's 8:15 and we're just trying to get finished so we can go home. Can't you just wait another 5 minutes? You know, whatever. If that, maybe that's the only, even then I'm a customer.
1,000,000%. But the kind of people we are, I'm telling you, it's all approach. If they would have said it like that, I literally would have been, we all of us on this chat would have been like, you know what? I'll go grab a coffee. Do you want a coffee? Like, sounds like your kind of stress.
Yeah.
Can I help you out? Like, the kindness knows no ends. So when you're shady or you're treating us dumb, no, we're out the door.
I didn't even think about that part, right? Too. Especially if there's another errand. Okay. Oh, man. Great. Okay. Wow. Okay, good. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. If the guy just comes over, hey, man, give us 30 more seconds. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
give me, hey, by the way, when you come in, I'll give you 10% off. You know what? Oh, okay.
Yes.
You don't have to do that.
I'll count the inventory with you. We all three would.
Right. On this can I help you?
Like, that's why it bothers me so much, because it doesn't need to be like that. And it is. And I'm like, ugh.
Okay. If there's anybody, we'll leave this open because we're nothing if not fair.
Yeah.
We'll leave this open for a second for the side that says, no, you're out of control. You know, what? But there's no, the fact that you got blown off, you're going to have a hard time convincing us, just so you know. Mm-hmm. 702-364-9898, but you better do it now.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show, weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Just to confirm, Eva, there's nobody. Nobody called to pick up that.
Nobody
pick
has
up that.
No,
of course not. Why would they? No, why would they? Why? Literally, why would you can't? How are you gonna stand up for somebody who's going? No, I know we open it at 8, but it's 8:15, and no, I'm not even. I'm doing this now. What I'm doing is more important than you
100%.
Being my customer.
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah, have there's to say, no the conversation of the Gen Z stare. That's been a big conversation on the internet recently.
And oh yeah,
it's
what is it?
The Gen stare? Z stare.
Gen Z stare. You know what that is?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. Now I'm gonna run us down this rabbit hole, and I apologize.
No, please.
Stay. Okay. What about the idea that Gen Z, Michaela? Have you heard about this?
Tell me.
The Gen Z. God, did I throw it away? Because I'm saving this for a minute. And then oh, we're not going to talk about this. And I'm also look. I don't want to spend. Oh, there it is. I don't want to spend a bunch of time banging on Gen Z because there's not
Gen Z.
I like Gen Z too. Well, yes.
Look, every generation thinks they're the best. Okay.
Sure, and every generation bangs on the generation behind them. They don't like their music. They don't like it. Yeah, they all think they're lazy.
Yeah.
Listen, Gen X, as we're finding out, Gen X is tough as nails. We're the last ones before the internet. You know that we're the ones with firmly with feet in both sides, us Gen Xers.
Yeah, but the millennials will be like, well, we knew life prior to the internet and then during, so we're tougher.
No, you didn't.
Well, yes, we did, actually.
You were babies. You didn't. Oh, you barely knew it. You didn't. So you didn't live it. Yeah. You know, but listen, we could do this all day, but that's not the point.
Okay.
Boomers thought we were a piece of garbage. Boomers thought Gen X was garbage. So, okay. A recruiter is going viral for her observation that when Gen Zers answer the phone, they don't say anything. When you answer the phone, you're supposed to say hello. No, they just sit, they just answer the phone and they wait. And because they're so scared to talk to anybody that they wait for you to talk first.
No, no. How do you know they've answered the phone? Just stops ringing. So you're like, hello.
You don't go. You just go, hello. Yeah. On the other end. So you're the one calling the Gen Zer and they just pick up the phone.
Stop.
Through their breathing, through their mouth.
And you know how much I love mouth breathers.
Because their nose is plugged. And so, and they're, yeah, and they don't have their inhaler.
Oh my God.
And so, and
oh
so
my
then,
God.
Yeah, they wait for you to go, hello? Yeah, hi, hi.
So, that's crazy. You
all right,
guys,
now I want to get to this. Hang on, I have to tell you this thing.
Okay.
So I get this email last night. I'm going to say her name. She gave me her name. She gave me her full name. I could say her full name, right?
Yeah.
Our boss right now is losing his mind.
Just
but
say it.
I think we're okay. Hello, my name is Joanna Anderson. I'm an Uber driver. Been there for years. I have made several attempts with Uber and their support team to let ladies too. Oh, to let ladies. What? To let ladies to have an option. To lady, whatever. To lay, the bottom line is, so the story came out that Uber's making moves to try and to let women get women drivers if they want them.
Love it.
My wife will tell you that she likes Lyft better than Uber because I've been, because this is me. Lyft used to be, I just realized the other day that Lyft is no longer in our building. They used to be down at the other end of the parking lot.
Oh.
And they're not. They used to be at the other end of the building from us. It was us, home builder guys in the middle, and then Lyft.
Okay.
And now I guess Lyft is gone. I didn't know that. But because they were in our building, I was loyal to Lyft. I don't know that I've ever purposely taken an Uber. I don't even have Uber on my phone.
I love that.
I took it off my phone because that's how loyal I am.
Yeah.
So I've always taken Lyft. My wife will tell you that Lyft has allowed you the option to have a lady driver for ladies to have lady driver for a long time.
I love that. I'm so opposite. I started with Uber and then I just stayed loyal. So it's never been an option.
So Ms. Anderson says that she's been telling them for years and that she got no response and her attempts with Uber and their support team to let ladies have the option to have lady driver went unnoticed. Uber just cares about the money and does not have our back. So I always work nights to keep as many women safe as I can.
Ugh,
I'm paraphrasing here. I am reaching out. So this is, so she's now reached out and God bless you. Cause apparently she thinks that we're the voice of the people, which that's awesome.
Thank you.
You could go a lot of directions. I am reaching out because with the effort of me and all of my riders emailing Uber, it finally put this on the app. It finally paid off. Ms. Anderson is claiming that she is the one.
Girl, listen, if that's what she wants to claim, thank you, Ms. Anderson. I'll tell you.
I haven't. You're jumping the gun on this.
Okay.
I haven't even gotten to the good part.
Okay.
Dude.
Okay. I know.
Let me. May I finish?
Yeah. Yes.
I know you're excited. So she, so is Ms. Anderson. I am reaching out because with the effort of me and having all my riders email Uber to put this on the app, it finally paid off, but I'm not letting Uber take the credit. says Ms. Anderson. I'm a top driver. 15,000 rides almost.
Damn.
15,000 rides almost. I just want everyone to know the little person that's behind our victory. Do I have music for this? I have to have some sort of music for this, some sort of triumphant.
Yes.
It's almost like the five-time champion on. So for Ms. Anderson, the little person behind the victory, it's according to her in this email, she is the one that got Uber to China. Now, I don't know if that's the truth, but for our purposes right now, I'm going with that story. So, Ms. Anderson, with your 15,000 rides, your constant emails, if you're the reason that Uber is finally letting ladies choose lady drivers, then God bless you. We salute you. And if you're not, who cares? If you're not, so what?
Yeah.
Well, now you don't want to jump in. You were jumping in before I even got done. Before now you don't want to jump in.
I wanted to make sure you were finished. Are you done?
What do I have to make a... And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Michaela Gordon.
Thank you. Miss Anderson, you deserve the world, queen. Because this just happens to me. I called an Uber, and I am a little over-paranoid. I called an Uber the other day. I had the worst gut feeling. Doesn't mean anything. I don't know why I did. I just did. Mm. I canceled the ride. And then I was skeeved out. And I just ended up driving myself. I love this. I don't know who's created it, but if it's you, Miss Anderson.
Yeah, if you miss
it. Go off, sis.
Great. Yeah, once again. If it's Miss Anderson, awesome. If it's not, awesome just the same.
Exactly.
Bless you just the same, and we're happy. You know what? If nobody else will, we're happy to give you credit, and that's that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, you ever been stuck on an amusement park ride?
No, dude, but it's a fear of mine.
I was young. It's why I think mentally I have trouble now riding rides. I got stuck. Now we were young and impetuous, and may or may not have had a few. Hey, Gen Xers, get ready. We may or may not have had a few California coolers in the parking lot.
Wait, yeah.
I'm sure it was something like that. Just because I remember we had something sweet and whatever, and we were on Tilt-A-Whirl, and I was already sick, and then stupid Tilt-A-Whirl got stuck, and then you know them rickety Tilt-A-Whirl ones, and then so what do you do when you get it stuck? Well, then you like an idiot, you know, pull on the ring part thing that loosens it up so you can tilt. And then we flipped ourselves over and then got stuck. And so then now we're stuck on this stupid thing that's not turning, and our car is stuck and won't unstick, and we're upside down.
Oh,
and I've had some sort of, I'm pretty sure it was California coolers. Anyway, it was horrific. I didn't make it through it. Yeah. So yeah, just the only reason I bring it up. Cedar Point. Hey, Adrian, you hear me? He's in the back of the room. Cedar Point in Ohio. Is that your people?
Yes. Home of the biggest and best roller coasters, baby.
Oh yeah.
Siren's Curse. Siren's Curse. That's their newest ride. And riders were temporarily stranded for the fourth time this month.
Nope.
It's a tilt coaster. Get ready for this, Michaela. It's a tilt coaster, the first of its kind in the United States, features a unique section of track that disconnects, turns 90 degrees, and attaches to a steep decline track. Despite the repeated interruptions, the coaster's safety... Park officials confirmed that the ride stopped mid-tilt. Just like me, but better. It stopped mid-tilt on Tuesday, likening the issue to like when you get a check engine light in your car. Despite the repeated interruptions, the coaster's safety system functioned as designed, allowing guests to continue their ride safely. No injuries reported, but thank you.
I will tell you that when we were younger, we would drive to Prim and ride the yellow roller coaster. And it was so rickety. And we were like, let's go. Like, that was part of the fun. You're like, when a roller coaster breaks down, this is so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if the ride is intended to stop even for a few seconds, and that's the point, I'm terrified. I'm like, get me down.
You're out.
My stomach has gotten so sick over the years. It's crazy.
Can I tell you something I just learned the other day?
Yeah.
Because I moved here in 1999. So some of the mid-90s stuff is, I'm fuzzy on the details. I don't really know. I didn't know that much about it. Prim wasn't Prim officially until right about the time that I moved here.
Really?
It was State Line. Until
yes, it was.
And some dude named Prim, they did all the development. And there did a bunch of the development.
You're
and
so then it became, right.
And they renamed State Line to Prim officially because pretty much the guy owned the town.
You're such so as it right. Was. Yeah, we would say we're going to State Line. We wouldn't say Prim.
Yeah. And there's still a lot of people that say State Line.
Yeah.
And I just figured it was slang. I just figured it was local slang.
Yeah, sure.
State Line. But that's just really, that's a little bit of an old school and Prim. And strangely enough, you know, just with the way things are going, it might revert back.
To State Line?
Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's weird. Nobody's stopping.
I'm so bad. Well, and I'm so bummed. They had the best outlet malls. They had the best things to do.
Oh, yeah.
But like you always say, you're like, how good was it if even you didn't stop? And I'm like, okay, you know what? Burn. You got me.
Yeah. And then.
yeah. I shop online
now. Then half an hour down the road, you know, it's like, great. Oh, I can't wait. I got to stop here and spend money. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So true.
But I'm with you. It breaks my heart. All right. All of that. Anything else? No.
No. Good.
No. I think that's it. Bye. I don't have any more to tell you. So bye.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, this is the sickest, weirdest story that I think I may have ever told on this show.
What?
And oh my God. This guy named Neil Hopper, he's a vascular surgeon in Cornwall, England. So he does veins and stuff like that.
Wait.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's a good thing.
Personally, like veins gross me out.
It's grosses you out. Well, but that's why you need to go see Dr. Neil Hopper so that he can, you know, like when you get the varicose veins, when you start to get a little older. And everything,
yes, I think I'm getting probably, them.
Yeah, but he's probably one of those guys that can get rid of that. But he's doing a lot more than that. He's facing fraud charges right now after he cut off his own legs below the knee to claim nearly $700,000 in insurance money and you're cutting off both your legs. I don't think so.
Guy, what?
I don't think so.
There's literally not enough money in this world that would make me cut my legs off.
You really? Can't get $1 million for each leg?
No, and why would you?
But this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You would at least, you would take $350 per leg and cut them off yourself?
Sick.
You freaking psycho. This guy apparently.
You freaking psycho.
So I guess if the whole doing vein surgery doesn't work and you can't get circulation to your legs, then you got to amputate. So apparently this guy's done it a number of times. He claimed that he got sepsis in his leg, which I'm still not really sure what sepsis is. Just the same way as...
I feel like I know this.
It's like poison, in your leg. Yeah,
yeah, like poisons your blood and then you die.
Yeah. Same way I don't know what syphilis is. Like I know what it is, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, I don't know what that is.
I'm pretty sure I don't have it.
Mm-mm.
So they said the charges don't involve his professional conduct or pose a risk to his patients, but he has encouraged others to remove body parts with evidence suggesting his involvement with a website that promotes this kind of weird is it a kink?
Yeah, I think no. So.
It's worse than the kink.
They're like, not ours.
What's but, that, Adrian?
It has to be something worse than the kink. This is not a kink. This is sick. This is beyond
it's
that.
Freaky.
And literally, Michaela. So, okay, $1 million a leg? No. $5 million.
No, babe, no, babe, there's no way. I want my legs. I'm good with my, thank you. I'm grateful for them. Want them.
There's
no,
not there's a price no in the world, Michaela, at all.
No, babe, no. And I'm Adrian, a firm believer Mitchell. That once you have enough money, like I don't need $5 million. I just want to like live comfortably for the rest of my life with my legs.
You could buy the with most advanced
with
wheelchair.
Your legs. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I gotcha.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know. Before we go, Michaela, you know I absolutely love the stories of how, you know, back in the day, they didn't have the communications like we have now. Now we have all the information is at your fingertips, wherever you are, spanning the globe. If you got Wi-Fi or if you just got, you know, you got internet, you got the world at your fingertips.
Yeah.
The last shot of the Civil War was fired on June 28th, 1865, nearly 2 months after the war had ended.
No way.
And it happened off the coast of Alaska. A Confederate warship had not gotten the word that the war was over.
Oh my God.
And destroyed 24 Union boats as they're fighting for the supremacy, I assume, of the Aleutian Islands.
You know,
no. Up there.
So, can you imagine?
Yeah.
The
Confederates got last licks. They won the battle, lost the war. Dang. Literally. Colombia, the nation of Colombia, is being overrun by around 200 hippos. Remember we told these boys to tell the story of the hippo. The hippo, be like the hippo from, what was that? Yeah. What about Molly or whatever that show is?
Yeah. What is
Ben Stiller and Jennifer Aniston and Hank Azaria telling the story of the hippo. Colombia is being overrun by about 200 of them. They're destroying crops. They're crushing cows. Sorry, it's funny, but it's not funny.
What?
And they're damaged. They're damaging property. All because back in the 80s, when Pablo Escobar was around, he built himself a zoo and imported a bunch of hippopotamus. And they broke out and have bred.
No.
And now they're 200 strong and can't be stopped. You can only hope to contain them.
Dang. It's true.
Well, Chet, to be honest, when you brought up Pablo Escobar, I thought these hippos were doing something else. So,
okay. Right? Yeah, they're cocaine hippos. Like Cocaine Bear. Yeah. Remember that movie a couple of years ago? Yeah. They're cocaine hippos. And they're maybe. We don't know.
And we're not judging.
It kind of all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 95KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. CHETBUCHANAN. The Aces are on the road, so we probably won't see each other unless it's just out in the wild, somewhere around wandering around Vegas.
Yeah.
We probably won't see each other until Saturday when the Aces are back in town. They play LA and Kelsey Plum. I'm not afraid. It's not that big a spoiler. Kelsey Plum cameo in Happy Gilmore too. She gets the first cameo.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's amazing.
A couple
it's
lines shocking. Throughout the movie. A couple lines.
She,
the movie.
Gets in more than once.
Yeah,
yeah, it's phenomenal. Adrian, what are you up to?
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Speaking of Happy Gilmore, a few wrestlers made an appearance in that movie, and I got the chance to interview them. Go look for it, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, on YouTube and that free Odyssey app.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's why he has 125,000. Why am I the only one? Am I the only one? Okay, good. 125,000 subscribers. One person clapping is just, it's never, it seems.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Overwhelming. Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. Where will I be? I'm not singing tonight.
Good.
I'm vibing tonight. Easy night.
Catch Michaela. She'll be vibing.
I'll be vibing.
Same thing. You won't see her unless it's just out in the wild.
But you'll feel me, you know, my presence. Yeah.
Look in the Takis section when you go to 7-Eleven.
Yes!
You might find tequila there.
You sure will.
And some Takis.
Sure will. Eating them with tweezers so I don't get my fingers messed up.
Everybody have an amazing day. Hey, listen, be a friend to somebody who might not have a friend because you never know whose life you're going to change. And make sure that you tell somebody you love them who you haven't told in a while because you never know whose life you're going to change. Know this, great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
We will see you we'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.